It's easy to listen to the gospel readings and process them sometimes in an abstract sense. You know, to view the passion that we read today as a historical event or an intellectual truth that we accept, that Jesus Christ died for our sins or that Jesus gave his life for humanity in a general sense. And those statements, you know, there's certainly truth to them, but they're incomplete. Because our Lord died for each one of us as though there were only one of us. And because he's divine, he was fully aware of each and every one of us, you know, our lives and everything that we would be living during his passion. And so as we hear about him sweating blood in the Garden of Gethsemane in agony, it was our sins that he bore. In every insult or sharp word that we've ever uttered, in every act of selfishness or greed, in every time we've turned our back on God and disdained our friendship with him, it was those sins, each and every one of them, that he took upon himself. And as he carried the cross, you know, step after step after step on the way to Calvary, it was for our sake. He knew each one of us. And it was his determination to set us free that led him to continue in his desire to serve his heavenly Father. And as he offered his life on the cross to his Father, and he uttered the words of mercy, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He was praying for us, because when we commit sin, we don't know what we're really doing. And so he's praying for our forgiveness. And when we turn to the Lord and seek his forgiveness and mercy with contrite hearts, we can hear the words that our Lord said to the repentant thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise," which is what he desires for each and every one of us. I encourage you to take some time to reflect on the passion narrative. Not in an abstract sense, but in a deep and in a personal way. And when we do that, it can be very overwhelming. But one of the things that we recognize is that our lives are no longer our own, because we have a debt of gratitude to pay. Our lives were purchased at a great price by Jesus Christ, who made this sacrifice for us. And so we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Jesus Christ and him crucified.